Dear Ted, this letter was written to Ted Faulkner, August 22, 1988. Dear Ted, since the conference in May, Environmental Crisis Options, Ecosystems, and the Jakobstetl Declaration, my health has been critical. I have a hypertrophic heart condition from living with very high blood pressure for a very long time. That conference involved the use of the last major financial reserves domain had. Our fortune, as always, is very restorable, but that conference was so important we felt justified in making that commitment of resources. That conference also involved the use of the last major health resources I had. My health, as always, is very restorable. There are two subjects I would like to develop at this point in parallel, but the format of language and letter writing doesn't accommodate that possibility easily, so I simply list the two subjects and develop them one after the other. One, the conditions under which my health can be restored, and two, why the conference was so important. Regarding the restoration of my health, I must live within well-defined bounds of blood pressure. I could do this with medications, but first of all, that involves side effects, which from past experience seriously affect some of my most critical faculties. Secondly, it violates the principle of orthomolecular medicine, which I have come to highly regard. A term I have often used in a special way is reach. What I mean when I say reach is to be familiar and to get in range, to adapt, to shield or camouflage unusual aspects of my nature. To some, I am only a disciplined scientist, with the rigor, diligence, and integrity of science. To some, I am a poet, a creative writer, with prolific work outpoured during many secluded years. To some, I am an inventor, with wide-ranging and numerous inventions. To some, I am an artist, with a style or set of styles that are like Kandinsky or Miro, or perhaps Blake. To some, I am a speaker, a lecturer, at times even an orator. To some, a designer, an architect, a planner. To some, I am a counselor, a psychologist. To some, I am a psycholinguist or a specialist in certain parts of neurophysiology. To some, I am an oriental, occidental philosopher. The list goes on. This is what I mean when I say that I have reached. I have become familiar. I have adapted. I can no longer reach so far and accept the constraints of being familiar to one or being familiar to another. There have always been some, my wife principal among them, who has seen other aspects of my nature, which aspects are related to years of meditation. These aspects, perhaps, show themselves in the years of formal religious training, which I abandoned as far as any institutional affiliation is concerned, but I preserved in certain inward respects. A friend recently quoted to me, "Religion is the sigh of the oppressed creature, the heart of a heartless world, as it is the spirit of spiritless conditions." This is a statement of Karl Marx. My reply is to do away with oppression, with heartlessness and spiritlessness. Then to ask, what is religion then? My answer is nearly contained in a single word, life. In life there is motion and force, which increases with the complexity and intricacy of the life form. Reacts and responds to its environment in very limited ways. As cells combine, as they differentiate, motions and forces are gained at larger scales. I believe we are on the brink of forming sociomorphs with great adaptability, resilience, durability, and sustainability. These sociomorphs involve life principle structures, dynamics, and functions applied to social systems. Domain seeks to be such an organization, such a sociomorph. I am dependent upon others around me to allow me to heal. I'm not simply restoring the nature I've preserved for so long, but gaining a new nature, extended in the direction of the unusual aspects of my nature. Physically, I must keep my blood pressure, which is related to my height and weight, under a threshold to allow healing to occur. I have arrhythmic, missed beats, double beats, as well as distensions of the chambers of my heart. I must control exposure to stress. I need room and time to heal. I owe it to so many to be here. Every few hours or after exposure of certain kinds, I check my blood pressure. If it is over the threshold, I stop and rest. It sometimes takes hours to reduce the pressure again. When there are those circumstances that extend or protract an exchange, at some point I must interrupt. Right now, those around me do better at providing control than I do, but I must make it easier to keep control. So I must choose carefully what I give my attention to whom I give my attention, and how much attention I give. I risk either life itself, full function of my mind, or alternatively a highly moderated and controlled exposure. I choose to highly moderate and control exposure. Why the conference was so important? The answer could be because people at the highest levels of government in the Western world were affected. Prime Minister Thatcher's office responded. Prime Minister Mitterrand's office responded. The G7 Economic Summit endorsed the Brundtland Commission report and took other measures of response, with the promise to put the issues of the Jakobsdal Declaration on the next agenda. But the importance of the conference was greater than that. A team of people combined their efforts and combined them well. We at Jakobsdal called for actions agreed upon by consensus at the conference on the changing atmosphere, both anticipating and influencing that conference of more than 300 participants from 48 nations. We earned local, national, and international recognition. We communicated principles which, if acted upon, may at least extend human opportunity to change. Today, we at Domain are responsive to four kinds of initiative. Educational, involving everything from public information to high-level strategic skills. Practical, involving the exploration of ecosystemic relations and the use of protected and controlled environments to perpetuate life. Theoretical, involving the condition or state of human beings and their cultures, how and why human behavior has so defiantly damaged or destroyed life upon which it is dependent. And 4, sociological, involving the ability to combine human efforts with one another, with the natural environment, and to transform antagonistic political environments in terms of the accountability of human life to other life forms upon which human life is dependent. This letter explains some things about why and how we pursue these initiatives. When and where we were polemic in our initiatives, it was to make sure some remedies were underway which would provide enough natural order in the world, long enough for human behavior to change. But that change must be because people understand the consequences of their actions and their abuse or neglect, not because they are